Nathan Rariri is in now to talk sport. Kia ora, Nathan.
Kia ora, how you doing?
Very well, thank you. Okay, we've got some nail-biting netball in the Tron to talk about.
It was good. You had Silver Ferns shooter, Emilia-Ann Ekenasio. Up against the Silver Ferns defence, there were Jane Watson and Karen Berger, and it went right down to the final whistle. So it was a one-goal win there for the Pulse, who, of course, are based... for the Tactics, of course, who are based out of Christchurch, and they now sit at the top of the table up against the Pulse. So what we do in sports world is we go, right, well, if they're the two best, when do we put them in a jar and cover it and see if they fight? and it's this week.
Oh,
so that's good. So you don't have to wait very long. Palmerston North, congratulations to you. This one happens on Sunday. And I was taking a look through some of the numbers. Pulse so far have the better defence. Tactics have more goals, which is good when you've got like Ali Bird and Topiah Selby-Rickett. They're quite tall. They're quite good at that. So that helps with the plenty of goals. Yes, but Sunday afternoon is when it comes to Palmerston North with the Pulse hosting the Tactics.
Okay, they'll be put to the test. Yes. Now you're going to inject a bit of Hollywood into the sports news this morning.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. Ben told me about this one yesterday. World Cup winner Paul Pogba, the football player.
Yeah.
He is serving a suspension at the moment, a four-year suspension for doping. However, it doesn't stop him from appearing in things. So he's been filling in his time on a film called Four Zeros, which is a sequel to the successful Three Zeros. I imagine there's a two and a one. I am not sure. But it's been a long time, apparently, since Three Zeros came out. And he's really going to have to stretch himself here. They've given him the role of youth team football coach. That's who he's going to be in this film. So,
that'll be interesting. Well, mind you, I imagine it is hard to pretend to be a coach. Well, yeah, you'd have the inside knowledge, wouldn't you, if you're a player pretending to be a coach?
Oh, they'll
probably be awful.
Whistle in a tracksuit. Just nod. Yep, there I go. So that's who's filling in his time. And another one, too, I wanted to point out. Now, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is obviously, he is an actor, but he was a former sports star himself. And the ones that used to be the pro wrestlers, him, John Cena, Batista, who ended up in the Marvel films, they're all really good comedians.
Mm.
They're really, really funny. He's taking on a role of this documentary is, I think, the best documentary I've ever seen.
Oh.
There's a documentary called The Smashing Machine. It's a very challenging watch for the first 10 to 15 minutes, very violent. But it's a documentary about a guy who used to fight in the very early days. We're talking 90s, mid to late 90s to the starts of the 2000s of mixed martial arts when it was called Vale Tudo, which came out of Brazil, which just means anything goes. And that was when there were only two rules. You couldn't bite or poke in the eye, but apart from the rest, go for it. So this guy, Mark Kerr, fought in it. There was a documentary made about him because Mark Kerr, who was nicknamed in Brazil the Smashing Machine because he was so big and giant, he was a really good college wrestler, but all his friends that went to university with him in wrestling went, why is he fighting though? He's not really a fight guy. Like, he's not this. Anyway, the documentary itself is quite incredible because it veers off on a couple of tangents that you wouldn't have. And I think that's when you've made a great doco, you know, when you start out thinking, let's try and figure out why his personality that doesn't seem like a fighter puts him in the sport, and then voof, out it goes. Spoiler alert, it does feature Mark Coleman in it, who I've spoken to you about. Remember the guy that ran into the house to save his parents? Yeah, well, by the way, he's out of hospital. He appeared at the pay-per-view on the weekend and waved at the crowd. But anyway, Dwayne Johnson's just released footage of himself training. Emily Blunt will be in that film as well. It's the story of Mark Coleman. Honestly, it's called The Smashing Machine. If you manage to find it, get through the first 15 minutes of it, because it's quite an incredible watch, that doco. But The Smashing Machine, the movie, comes out in 2025. It's one of those ones I have a look at and I go, but there's such a crazy tangent in there, I don't know how you make that into a film. So I will wait and see.
I'll watch for Emily Blunt.
Yeah, she's great.
Thank you very much, Nathan Rariri, with our sports chat for the morning.